One thing that we haven't done yet, and I don't know if you want to, jump in and do it, and people are waiting, I'm sure, door prizes.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do one because I think we decided we have two for tonight, and I had meant to do one earlier on, but thank you very much. Lisa,
Yes, sir.
are you still awake with us after all your practicing earlier?
I'm here to bring the
Oh,
party.
all right. Well, yeah, we were practicing earlier, but now it's on for real.
Okay, so let's test this out here. So we are going to raffle off a $25 gift card generously given by IDC. So let's get this wheel spinning. And our first winner of the convention is Mr. Jose Verde Joe Green.
Yay,
Congratulations,
Joe.
Joe.
How ironic.
I object.
Thank you, guys.
I object just on general principle. I have absolutely nothing to base it on. Congratulations, Joe. All right. Next, let's play a recording and then let's do one more door prize before we end our evening. So next up, Andrew, I think we are playing something about the Big Four.
I've got it. Thank you.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
Here's the Big Four Judy was talking about.
While I'm older, I wasn't around when Newell Perry was around, but of course Newell Perry was the founder of the California Council of the Blind in 1934. But CCB was founded by Newell Perry. Newell Perry was a professor of mathematics. Unfortunately, during the early part of the 20th century, even to a greater extent then than now, it was not easy for blind people to get employment. And he ended up with a very long career at the California School for the Blind. And he understood and experienced how blind people were treated then. There were folks, particularly social workers, folks who ran agencies that thought that they knew what was best for us. Dr. Perry didn't buy that for a minute. And so the organization, he basically took it over. There was an organization prior to 1934, but it was for the blind, not by the blind. And he basically, and I believe it was in Fresno, essentially mounted a coup, and blind people took over the organization. That was really the beginning of the organized blind movement in California. And of course, he went on to be one of the folks involved in establishing the National Federation of the Blind in 1940. So we owe a lot to Dr. Perry and I think what he called his boys. I would have liked to have had a chance to meet Dr. Perry, but there was too much of an age gap, and I didn't get involved in the Federation until 1972.
Jacobus Ten Brooke, there is no doubt that he is one of the absolute giants of the organized blind movement. He was at the original meeting in 1934. He is known as one of Newell Perry's boys. Those were the boys at the California School for the Blind who went on to do many things in California over the years. So he was at that meeting and he became involved in founding the National Federation of the Blind in 1940. Most of the Californians who were in the original meeting were involved there as well. He was its president off and on for the next quarter century. He taught us all about advocacy. We learned about the history of assistance to the blind way back to the Elizabethan poor laws, which recognized the need to provide something for the deserving poor, that is, the deserving poor, including blind people. But he wanted to move us out from that notion of needing to be protected and advocating for ourselves. His position at the University of California, Berkeley, gave him time and security to do the work that he did over these next quarter century. I met him in the early 1960s when he led the students at Cal to form a students' chapter. He was legendary to all of us for his famous freshman composition course in the speech department, where his text for the entire semester, which he used to teach critical thinking and analysis, was the Charter for the United Nations. It's a very short but dense document, and he taught everybody to do critical thinking with that course. He didn't suffer fools lightly, as I found out to my chagrin. He often would grill me about issues. Why did I think that? Why did I do that? Why do I say that? I spent many happy hours, however, at 2652 Shasta Road, stuffing envelopes, brailing from dictation and other tasks. Dr. Tenbrook died, I believe, in 1967 of cancer. His speeches are still relevant today, speeches like Cross of Blindness. They can be found on the NFB website. He is absolutely a treasure to this organization.
The next person I want to talk about, I feel, is very important, and that's Bob Campbell. Bob Campbell was a teacher and a doer. I mean, he was amazing in terms of things that he could do. I've been in his house, and the story is that he primarily built it. You know, I put my hand on the railing at the top of the stairway, and that railing was not moving at all. It was steady there, and everything was so well done in the house. They say that he built looms so that his wife could weave draperies and carpeting for the house. It was a house that was on a hillside, and there were gobs and gobs of steps up to it. He had his young son drawing diagrams for the city to approve the building of the house. And apparently, his kid got the diagrams well enough that the city could do it, because the city allowed him to do it. The other thing about Bob is that he was the second advanced study coordinator at the School for the Blind. The first one was Newell Perry. Both of them had the jobs of getting as many as possible of the School for the Blind students in the University of California at Berkeley. And they got quite a few of them in there, including Dr. Tenbrook and Ellen Jenkins and all the rest, a whole bunch. And then finally, I think the thing to say about Bob is that when the NFB's California affiliate was rejected by NFB, and the ACB admitted it, and we already had a California affiliate, it was ACB's wish that as soon as possible we would get the two affiliates merged, so we would only have a California affiliate in ACB. That merger was primarily handled by Bob Campbell on the ACB side and Bob Acosta on the formerly NFB side. And I think they did a reasonably good job. We had the big reunification and the song that was written by John DeFrancesco and sung by his choir of blind people.
So next I'm going to talk about Perry Sundquist. And I knew Perry primarily because I was in the Capital chapter with him both before we merged with the American Council of the Blind and after. Perry died in 1987, but Perry was instrumental in the founding of the National Federation of the Blind. I believe he was an officer in that organization. He was also an officer in the National Federation of the Blind of California. Perry was also head of the entity that provided administration over the Aid to the Blind program. It later morphed into the Offices of Services for the Blind in the Department of Social Services. In later days, after Perry had left, that office really didn't have much authority at all. However, when Perry administered it, it did have the administrative authority over providing aid to the blind throughout California, which predated SSI. So we had our own aid program specifically for blind people. Perry was a low-key type of guy, very amiable. I remember him as being a little bit soft-spoken, but not shy, but really a people person.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.
Awesome. I love having these little drop-ins on this and hearing little bits of it throughout this. This is great. Look forward to hearing more as it goes on. So thank you to, I don't know who all I heard there, Mitch and Judy and Roger and Jeff. Did I miss anyone that we heard
there? Rob. Shout out to Rob for those intros.
Yeah, thanks, Rob, for the intros and such. Yes, I was thinking just the folks that had talked there. That talked about the past folks. So cool. All right. Next up we have Mr. Steve Bauer, who is going to talk about something very exciting for everyone. Bylaws.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you all for sticking here to the very end. As most of you know, any member in good standing of the California Council of the Blind has the privilege of submitting amendments to our bylaws and to be considered by the membership. We had one submission this year, and tonight we're going to, as our bylaws require, give it its first reading. We're not going to be debating, we're just going to be reading it. Actually, Adam's going to read it, and we will debate and discuss the proposed amendment on Sunday morning. So, Andrew, if you can have Adam do his thing.
Spouses and Domestic Partners, submitted by Margie Donovan and Jeff Tom. Article 6, Officers and Directors. Current language. Section 6.3. All members in good standing are eligible to serve on the Board of Directors. Proposed language. Section 6.3. Except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all members in good standing are eligible to serve on the Board of Directors. Section 6.4. A. A member shall be prohibited from serving as a member of the Board of Directors at the same time as their spouse or domestic partner is also a member of the Board of Directors. If a member is elected to the Board of Directors, their spouse or domestic partner shall be prohibited from running for election until the term of the elected spouse or domestic partner has expired. B. This applicable only to terms that begin on or after July 1, 2025. The Bylaws Committee recommends a do not pass.
Sorry, that should have been the Bylaws Committee.
I was going to say, does
do not pass
have control over bylaws now?
I apologize for that one. That I just realized that now after reading it 16 times. Anyway, as I said, we'll be debating this on Sunday morning as part of the business meeting, and that's all I have for you tonight, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Committee Chair. That, ladies and gentlemen, let me just double check here. So as Steve said, we're not having debate on this tonight. We will hear it again on Sunday morning, along with all the debate and voting on it at that time. So thank you everyone for coming this evening, and come back tomorrow evening, and we're going to have some fun with the technology committee. So,
Gabe?
Yes,
you
ma'am?
You were going to do one more door prize, and Christy has her hand raised, but maybe she... Okay, that's probably what she had a right to hand for.
Let's do a door prize before we close this. I just wanted to remind everyone to come back tomorrow. So, yes. So come back tomorrow at what time, Sarah?
7:30.
7:30. Same time, same channel.
Going to hear all about the Echo Show and the BT Speak.
Ooh. Sounds like fun. So, Lisa, you there?
I'm here. I'm ready.
I'm talking about technology. I'm knocking my technology all over the place here. So.
Just doing a quick shuffle, and let's spin the wheel. Do it. Our second winner of a $25 gift card generously provided by GSGDHI is Connie Bateman. Congratulations, Connie.
Woohoo! I know her.
I'm seeing a conspiracy here. What's up with that Capital Chapter winning?
Yeah.
They got it tonight.
Right? I like Connie, or else I might object to this. All right, everybody, thanks much. And as I said a moment ago, come back tomorrow, same time, same channel, same Zoom, same phone number, whatever you attended tonight. Join us that same way at the same time tomorrow evening for those festivities. But for now, we will call this a recess. Go out and play.